Check, check. EaseGill. Thank you for listening in. I guess my plan to use my Zoom microphone wasn't working there. So hopefully I'm sounding better. So I played probably about 20 minutes of white noise. That's what I get for not doing a check of the setup on my trying this Zoom, to use a Zoom HD digital recorder as my microphone. So I'll backtrack. What I'm doing is playing some old Boogie Woogie 78s that I found at my parents' place. I switched EaseGill back to the built-in mic on the laptop. So I'll start this one again. It's Boogie Woogie. Yeah, crunch, drop the disc. This is Head Rag Hop with Romeo Nelson from a Boogie Woogie piano, a pretty old disc I found at my parents' house. It helps to have listeners, especially in New Zealand.
That's it, Milton. Come on, take me down to this Head Rag Hop. We're going to have some fun after all. We're going to have some fun now. Daddy, that makes me feel so much of money.
I know it, baby. It's going to make you feel some other way, too.
Yeah, Nigel, can't go wrong with Pine Top Perkins. This is a thing I found at my mom's house. It's called Boogie Woogie Piano, Historic Recordings by Pioneer Piano Men. And it features Montana Taylor, Speckled Red, Romeo Nelson, and Cal Cal Davenport. And I think it says these are mostly recorded 1926 or 1928. And of course, the first ones I played were garbled because I was apparently using a bad microphone, but it's DS-106 radio, all futs, all the time, and you just got to roll with it. So I'm going to pull up the next one. These are 78, so you only get one song per side. So this is Montana Taylor with the India Avenue Stomp that I'll cue up, and I'm playing them on this kind of little crappy turntable in a box I found at my mom's place, but it plays at 78, which is good. We'll do it till I can get a real turntable. And since you missed the beginning because my microphone was garbled, it's kind of a gray Sunday here in the Arizona mountains. So rain, a little bit of slush, then snow falling, but nothing sticking because it's above freezing. But it's just one of those somber days. The cloud is, clouds are sitting so low I can't even see probably more than a quarter mile away, so the mountains are obscured. And it's just a good day to be inside next to the fire and the wood stove. But I got stuff to do. I'm packing, man. I'm taking off tomorrow. The dog hits the road. But now some more boogie woogie with India Avenue Stomp. The needle skipping all the way across the label. Nice one. I was trying to get to the liner notes here. So that was, the heck was that? That was Indiana Avenue Stomp by Montana Taylor. And let's see what it says about that. In this solo, the title of which refers to a street on Chicago's south side, Montana Taylor changes to a lighter bass figure. The Indiana Avenue Stomp bass, which often reduces to a four-beat rhythm, consists of six notes to the bar, quarters, dotted eighths, and sixteenths in that order. Though still characteristically boogie-woogie, this bass sacrifices the imposing swing of the rocks for an easier and more delicate movement. Four-bar lapses in the bass occur much more frequently on the side, and some of the figures from Detroit Rocks reappear in somewhat altered form. So I actually played side B first, so I'm going to flip it over to Detroit Rocks with Montana Taylor and compare that to the last song. Yeah, Nigel, I'm hanging on to these. And I wasn't going to take them from Mom's house, but just the packaging looks so cool. These heavy-duty book-like things. And, 78s, man. Who has 78s anymore? So, haven't looked up any value. I'm looking at them, and they're in pretty good condition. Obviously, I'm not playing them on a great turntable, but... going to go into the last disc from this one, and then I'll play something a little bit different from the next package I got here. So again, this is from Boogie Woogie, recorded September 1928 on Brunswick Records. And this is The Dirty Dozen, number one, by Speckled Red. And let me read what it says first. Let's read the liner notes first. We'll let the disc warm up there, get a few revolutions in. Dirty Dozen number one and number two. Speckled Red, whose real name is Rufus Perryman, is a slightly less mysterious figure than Montana Taylor. He made a considerable number of records on which he sings and plays his energetic, unorthodox boogie-woogie piano. Notable for his overflowing vitality, wow, I'd like that, Speckled Red is also an entertainer who knows how to put himself across, and the Dirty Dozen sold so well when it first issued that a second version was made. Both the first version, recorded in Memphis in September 1929, and the second, recorded in Chicago 6 months later, are included in this album. The title, as the lyrics may make plain, refers to an old custom regulating the way in which bitter insults were exchanged. According to some reports, the separate taunts were counted as they were spoken up to the number 12. Others say that every insult was extended to include the victim's sisters, aunts, and cousins by the dozen. On both versions, the piano serves mainly to accompany the amusing and uninhibited lyrics of the tune, which has an irregular 16-bar form. But Speckled Red takes the opportunity to show off his facile walking bass and rolling right between spells of singing, "You're a dirty mistreater, robber, and a cheater." So let's hear Speckled Red doing a first version of Dirty Dozen.
Shake your shimmy like I'm shaking mine. You shake your shimmy and you shake it fast. You can't shake your shimmy, shake your yes, yes, yes. Now you're a dirty mistreater, robber and a cheater. Slip you in the dust, pap you in your truck. Your mama do the dog, you know. Yonder go your mom going across the field, running out and shaking like an automobile. I hollered at your mama and I told her to wait. She slipped away from me like a cat in that gate. Now she's a running mystery, robber and a cheater. Pappy is good, slippy is a duck. Your mama do the dog, you know. I like your mama, like your sister too. I did like your daddy, but your daddy wouldn't do. Imagine daddy on the corner the other day. You know about that he was funny that way, so now he's a funny mystery. Robbie and a cheater, Lippy and a dust, Poppy and a cut, your mama kiss the dog, you know. Lord made him an effort and he made him stout. Wasn't satisfied until he made him a snout. Made his snout just as long as a rail. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a tail. He made his tail just as fair to fly. He wasn't satisfied until he made some eyes. He made his eyes just to look on the brain. He wasn't satisfied until he made his yes, yes, yes. Made his yes, yes, yes. Didn't get his fix. He wasn't satisfied until he made him sick. He made him sick, Lord, and made him well. You know about that the infant called him. Now he's a dead mystery. Rob here to sleep. Slip you in the dust. Pop you in the dust. Your mama take the dog.
All right, that is some shellac. Thanks to Jason Green telling me the proper material. I've been playing some these old heavy-duty 78s I found at my parents' house. And that was some stuff from a Boogie Woogie piano set. And now this next, I have no idea what the sound is here. But I'm pretty sure this would be my grandmother's, who was... Her parents were Hungarian and Romanian, so she has this collection of Hungarian and Romanian music. So this is a Romanian gypsy music played by Nicholas Mathy and his gypsy orchestra. And see, some of these are, they don't have these in the right order, so let's see what we got here. And looks like most of the program's here. So this is... blah, 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 blah. The ever-increasing interest in folk music of all countries and equal demand for additional recordings by true gypsy bands has induced Decca to sponsor the most attractive album, combining a very carefully selected collection of 10 native Romanian folk songs and dances, which is probably the oldest folk music of Europe, played by a fine, typical gypsy orchestra, thereby presenting this folk music exactly as it had been played in Romania for centuries. Blah, 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 Decca makes it available, blah, 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 it's music great. So, Nicholas Mathey is one of the few Russian gypsies who has had the advantage of a thorough musical education. Parentheses, most gypsy musicians are untrained but possess an almost perfect ear which allows them to reproduce by imitation any music which they hear once or twice. 35 years of age, Mathey comes from a long line of musicians. For 25 years, his father was a celebrated conductor of orchestras in Moscow. Blah, 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 more biography, etc. Folk music of Romania. I'll read some of that next. Let's get it started. So, see if I get this thing in the right order. Oh my god. 2118. 2119. I got the wrong disc here. Bear with me as I ferret out the right disc. 2120. 2120. 21. There it is. Get these in order. So, this is, I can't even pronounce this. Doina Otuliu. It's like a Romania, I guess. This is a Romanian shepherd song and dance. And I've never listened to this. I have no idea what it sounds like. So you'll hear it with me for the first time. Oh, it's a little dirty there. It's got some crud on the edge there. I would like to think, I can't be sure because I've not listened all the time, that this is the first Romanian gypsy music played on DS106 radio. So you folks are the first to hear it. So about this, the folk music of Romania is probably the most ancient in Europe and is the foundation on which the contemporary modern music of Romania is built. That Romanian music has Indian origins is the opinion of Stan Golestan, one of Romania's most eminent living composers and authorities on the music of his country, as he ascribes the primitive vocal music of his country to Hindu influences. But, like all living things, the folk music developed through many changes and alterations until it attained the peculiar type which so faithfully interprets the soul of the Romanian nation today. In modern times, Occidental music influences did not penetrate Romania before the second half of the 18th century. It is reported that the first person to attempt to foster serious music in the country was the Princess Ralu during the period 1812 to 1818. In her home, quote, a certain Steinmoser played Beethoven sonatas on a Prohaska piano. In spite of repeated attempts on the part of many public-spirited musicians to establish the better type of music in this country on a firm basis and to circumvent the influence of the sensational successes, the Viennese operettas and waltzes, which were at that time spreading all over Europe, a national stock-taking, in a musical sense, did not take place in Romania until 1821 to 1848. From that period, states Golestan, date the pride and interest that the upper and intellectual classes of the country have since manifested in their national lore and music, created by and preserved through the ages by untutored peasants. Until this time, the chief disseminators of Romanian folk songs and dances were the gypsies who, although not blessed with musical genius themselves, possessed the valuable gift of imitation. Too much credit cannot be given to the gypsies, Golestan continues, for the part they played in the conservation of Romanian music, not a great house worthy of the same name that did not have a Torov or a group of violinists, not a peasant festival near merrymaking without a band of gypsies. In Romanian folk music, one of the most characteristic features is the strange little trills and grace notes in which the compositions abound and the oriental feeling. So flip it over to side B of this one, and we have probably again something I can't even pronounce, because it's in Romanian. It looks like Hora Tanganasca. It's a Romanian gypsy dance. And I'm liking this. This is different. So here we go.
Thank you.
This Romanian gypsy music. I was just thinking that little quote there about the gypsies being imitators but changing the music form just by the act of doing it seems to have a lot of resonance. The concept of remix and whatnot. Maybe just making a stretch, but here we go. Play a few more of these. This is Hora Staccato on the Cogdog Gypsy Music Network. What does it say here? Let's say, Doina is one of the most important and characteristic of the folk songs. I think that was the first one I played. The song of the shepherds, played on the flute usually. The melody of the Doina is of an extremely melancholy and plaintive quality, highly ornamented with the typical grace notes. The mournful beginning suggests the shepherd's unhappy thoughts on losing his sheep. The music interprets the fruitless search of hill and down dale, becoming more and more agitated. At least the sheep is found, and the song ends in the wildest frenzy of delight. Some observers find the song type to have certain likenesses to the Irish peasant songs and the dances of the Galatians in Spain, and even to the ancient church modes. Hora shares with Doina this distinction of being one of the most typical of folk dances. It is somber and signified and a dance of great antiquity in this country. Walter Starkey describes the dance as he saw it during his travels in Romania in the guise of a gypsy vagabond. There's a footnote. Anyhow, the dancing of the Hora is a communal affair and is associated with the open spaces of the villages when all the peasants and their women meet together. The dancers form up in a circle, moving their legs up and down, and in the center stood the fiddler gypsy playing away. Braduccinino in his collection gives a characteristic Hora which comes from the Banat, one of the richest provinces for folk music in the country. The first phrase might easily be a dignified minuet of Haydn or Mozart, whereas it comes from one of the most primitive parts of Europe. In the second part, minor key, the barbaric strains appear in the shape of the queer little grace notes. And actually, I don't think I have any more notes because I seem to have lost the rest of the booklet, so I'm going to have to wing it here with a few more of these gypsy songs. I'll probably stop. I gotta make some noise in the house, gotta turn on my clothes dryer.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, gypsy dance music. Sounds a little bit also like stuff they would have used in some of the old Warner Brother cartoons, a bit in the middle there. All right, this is side B of the second disc of Romanian Folk Songs and Dances. This is Sava Chavo, which apparently means the gay fellow. And I'm sure in the gypsies' time, that meant just a happy guy. That's about it. Now, that was a good taste of some of these old 78s. I got about, I don't know, another 14 or so back there. A few more boogie-woogie ones, some more Hungarian, Romanian gypsy music, some looks like some patriotic stuff, some other identify stuff. But 78s, man, it's the originals. It's shellac. Thanks to Jason Green. Now I know that's for sure. Of course, I haven't checked that on the internet to be sure, but I trust you, Jason. This is Alan on a snowy, it's just rainy now, Sunday afternoon in Strawberry, Arizona. And I'm about to, turn off the stream and hand it over to someone else who maybe wants to do something different. And just felt like taking time out to play a couple of these old records so I could hear them myself for the first time. And interesting stuff. The boogie-woogie piano stuff got that blues beat. Disco Noisy, of course. I don't know what it would take or if it's even worth trying to digitize. Haven't looked up to see if they have any value, but I'm hanging on to them. So for now, I'm taking a break. I'm going to turn on my clothes dryer because I got to do my chores, and then I got to pack my suitcase because Monday I'm starting the next journey phase with a few days in Phoenix and then returning to Canada to occupy Canada into 2012 for the holidays. And that, whatever you're doing today, you know it's for life here on DS106 Radio. Hand it over to the next broadcaster. Pick it up. Don't let the auto DJ run too long, because you know it's always better live. Yeah, DS106 Radio. I kind of like this place.